it's the chicks here, Muck and Daisy, coming at you talking about AMAC.
AMAC. Oh, how I love thee. Let me count the ways. Do you remember when, like, I was about to turn 50? It was probably a few months ahead of me turning 50, and all of a sudden I get bombarded with crap from AARP.
Oh, I remember.
I was like, why you gotta remind me that I'm getting old? Why you gotta do that?
Totally remember, yeah. And now you've got AMAC, which is an alternative to that. It's the fabulous alternative, which aligns with our values.
It does. And so right now we are big into cancel culture. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but like everybody is getting canceled.
Right.
And so I kind of think it's a nice way to fight back a little bit and cancel out AARP.
Yeah, I love
cancel
it too.
Cancel AARP and get yourself some AMAC.
Mm-hmm. And you get yourself some really good discounts and really good member benefits for a really, really low price every year. Yeah, what you'd spend on like three lattes, you guys. So check it out. It's amac.us/chicks.
amac.us/chicks. Check them out today.
Hi, everybody. Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Remember how Patty is on her like all country tour? Patty the Insider from the Facebook Insider. She's on tour basically visiting other Chicks on the Right insiders.
Yes.
I forgot to show you this yesterday, but she went to Morgan's house yesterday. I think, is it yesterday? Yeah, Tuesday. Tuesday, she was at Morgan's house. And Morgan wrote and said, Patty J made it safely last night and we are enjoying coffee together this morning, watching you all. And her hashtags were so funny.
Oh my God.
She said, hashtag no makeup, hashtag what up my bitches, hashtag balls, hashtag insiders for life.
Oh my God, I love them.
Isn't that the cutest?
I love them so much.
I just love that so much.
That's scary, scary stuff. That's awesome. I love them. I love the insiders. You guys got to join the insiders.
For real.
Such a fun group.
You can do it if you go to the Chicks on the Right Facebook page and look for the Become a Supporter button. We need to talk about the fact that there are you know how yesterday we talked about how there's a Taco Bell food shortage? Taco Bell's having some struggle. They're on the struggle bus.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just Taco Bell. So it is also Chick-fil-A. It is Starbucks. And then in the grocery stores, we are talking about an olive oil shortage, Nutella. There's a shortage. I knew you'd be very upset about that.
That's where I go.
And cilantro, of all things. There's
That's
also
weird.
A cilantro shortage.
That's very bizarre. I don't use a lot of cilantro, but all the other things are kind of bizarre. I've also noted, kind of noticed in I think I mentioned this yesterday, like in our convenience stores, there's a cup shortage, things like that, just weird supply shortages all over the place. So anyways, we're not saying that things like crap is getting real, but we're not saying that crap is getting real. Y'all need to be prepared for stuff. Just saying.
That's exactly right.
It's good to feel prepared, you know? So you need to check out our friends at My Patriot Supply. Get some food, you know? Mock loves their banana chips. They're good. You can, if you want to like bust into the bucket, if you feel like you need to, you can chew on some banana chips.
They are really good. You know? I mean, I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. And it is such a nice sense of, what's the word? Like you just have like
security.
Sense of security when you know that you have a 4-week kit all contained in these just two handy dandy containers that you can throw in your garage. And you have 4 weeks of food ready to go in case of a crisis. And like the way that the world is going right now, you just never know when there's going to be another grocery run and people are going to be like taking stuff off the shelves and en masse. And so it's really good to be prepared. And right now you can save 25% off on that 4-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. Just go to preparewiththechicks.com. And you're going to see our little picture. It's like our very own website and everything. You're going to see our picture right on there.
It's really cool. Yeah, right.
So do that. Okay, so the first things first, we're going to get to the Pelosi and McCarthy fight in just a minute, but we have to talk about this town hall of Biden's last night. Oh my God, did you guys see?
Yeah, I just, a couple of days ago when they announced this, I was like, remember I texted you and I was like, oh my God, they're doing it. Don Lemon is going to be moderating a town hall. Like how completely biased and like you know, kissing his butt is this going to be, which is exactly what it ended up being. Like, there were no really hard hitting questions, right? I mean, there may be a couple of weird questions where he was a right. little uncomfortable, but for the most part, it wasn't like, if they could have, like, if they had Peter Ducey in there, it would have been great.
That's oh my what God, I can you imagine him moderating?
That's what I want to see. I want to see a town hall with Peter Ducey and people that actually will ask questions, you know?
Don't hold your breath is all I'm saying about that.
Not going to happen.
I didn't watch it because no, but I did catch all the viral clips this morning from that. And I think they can all be summed up in the one clip I'm going to share with you because it is incoherent babbling. And it doesn't even matter what the question is because the way that he answers it is just absolutely incoherent. So the question, apparently, according to the screen, is when will kids under 12 be able to get vaccinated? I don't even know what this answer is. Let's listen.
That's underway, just like the other question is illogical. And I've heard you speak about it because you always, I'm not being solicitous, but you're always straight up about what you're doing. And the question is whether or not we should be in a position where you are, why can't the experts say we know that this virus is in fact it's going to be we know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved but permanently approved. Yeah. That's underway too. I expect that to occur quickly.
Well, that means you mean for the FDA?
For the FDA. Yeah. That's underway.
I love that Don LeMond was like, "Oh, you mean this, right? Like you mean through because you gotta help
I would him. Be like, I'd be like, what the hell do you mean? How do you even say, oh, you mean this? Because what the hell does he mean? He makes no sense. He's like, oh my God, it's like a stream of consciousness, crazy Kafka novel. It's crazy. The guy is loopy. He has no idea. At that point, like you could see the synapses going, we can't fire. Danger, abort, Will Robinson. Abort. Danger. Yeah, it's like it can't happen. It's oh my God. Don Lemon has to see that. He has
well,
to see.
Well, you know that he was squirming in that moment. He was like, right. come on, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it.
Right. And he voted for the guy.
Oh yeah.
These people are insufferable. Anyway,
so there were other clips. I'm not going to show them because it's just not worth our time, but I can just give you a brief summary of some of the crazier things that happened. There was a question about, and Don LeMond, I got to give him credit because I did hear this question where he said something along the lines of, you know, you keep spending a lot of money. Aren't you worried about the rising costs of everything? And like, aren't you worried about inflation? And Joe Biden's answer to that was to say, the more money we spend, the better inflation is going to be, essentially. It's going to reduce inflation, he said. He said it three times, like it would help if he said it more than once.
It's like Beetlejuice. Just say it three times.
It's fine. Yeah. And so that even prompted the CNN panel who after the town hall, you know, they were doing their analysis, the CNN panel was like, I was not impressed, particularly with his answer about inflation. He did not present well on this, on that. I mean, they were like, yikes. CNN was like, yikes.
Well, I mean, yeah, when you don't know anything about economics, to me, that's like basic, right? That's just and not even you don't even have to have a degree in economics. That's just basic common sense. And he doesn't have that. No. Our president doesn't have that. Just sit with that for a second. It's okay. Go get some coffee. Come right back. We're going to be here. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, just sip that into your system.
Make sure you get that box from my Patriot Supply. It's fine. Everything's going to be okay, you guys. It's all good.
Oh my God. There were a couple, there was one, I think it was a misspeak, maybe. I never know with him, right? You just never know if he means the things that are coming out of his face or not. But there was a moment where, you know, he's promoting the vaccine, obviously. He was doing a lot of that. There was a moment where he said, if you get the vaccine, you're not going to get COVID. And I'm like, but you are. Let me introduce you to the Texas Democrats.
Right. Yeah. See exhibit Texas. See, like all the other exhibits that we can show you, like throughout your administration, people who have gotten it, right? I mean, people, do we still know what happened to Kamala? Do we know? Is the jury out on that? I don't know.
Well, they did end up saying that she tested negative. So they did obviously test her. I don't know what Simone Sanders was talking about, because she was like, you know, she doesn't need to be tested. Well, then later Psaki said that she tested negative. So
interesting. So they lied again. It's because she did test.
Surprise.
Yeah. Oh, look, they lied. Oh my God. They never lie to you ever. Oh wait, they do. They do lie. Okay.
Pretty much so all the time.
But I mean, like we've seen so many different cases of people, and we're going to talk about that too in a bit with like Eric Clapton and stuff and people just with bands in general. People saying, oh, listen, the vaccine, you're not going to get it if you take the vaccine, but then they get it. And then it's like, well, I don't understand. I don't get what's going on. Anyway, you should get your booster shot, Mom.
Yeah, let me just get right on that. But I wanted to also mention that there was another moment from the town hall that's getting a lot of attention. And that was when there was an audience question, a small business owner basically stood up and said, what are you going to do about all these people not coming back to work? Cause I'm struggling to hire. There's nobody that's willing to work. They're getting paid too much to sit at home. And Joe Biden really bungled his way through that answer. And ultimately he said two things that stood out. One of the things he said was, well, yeah, businesses like yours are going to struggle for a while. So that was comforting. And then the second thing he said was, and you're just going to have to pay more. You're going to have to pay $15 an hour. That was his answer.
God. So which shows that he knows zero about small business, because he's never actually run a business or known anything about business. He's been a government worker like forever. Right.
Can you even?
Yeah, I can. I can. Okay. Who's surprised by this, though? Are you surprised?
No.
I mean, he has zero business sense. Wow. You know, this is why people in America wanted to get somebody who understood business in that role, is because because if you ask that person that question, they would have an entirely different answer, which would be actually good for America, because they would understand small business, because small business is the engine that runs this country. And when you start peeing all over it, it's going to, you know, that's going to be bad. It's going to be really bad. My Patriot Supply, y'all may want to check that out. No, I may want to just check out getting a box of that. Yeah. No pressure. Bad, you guys. Things are bad.
Yeah, and you know what? When you're not ordering your My Patriot Supply, you should be also ordering your pillows and your other products from MyPillow.com.
Pillows, sweet pillows. My rancher friends last night they were asking me. They were like, "Do you really like My Pillow?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And they're like, "Do you really use them?"
How have we not made that abundantly clear?
I go, "Yeah, I really use them." And I said, "Listen, you know what I really love the most is their towels." I'm like, and she goes, "Really? Do you really like?" And I go, "Yeah, I swear to God." I go, "They're like the best." I go, "The towels are, they have this like absorbency technology in them where they're super soft and squishy and like hotel towels, you know, the really soft ones that are like luxurious." I go, "But they also absorb stuff." I go, "So you got to try. I mean, if you're thinking about buying something, the pillows are awesome." I'm like, "Try the towels, because the towels are pretty great." And if you get
a set of six right now is just $39.99 for a set of six. So now is the greatest time to try them, but only if you use code
CHICKS.
We got an email from Jody and Jason Brazelton from Hudson, Florida, saying, "Oh my gosh, ladies, I just received my slippers, which were a birthday gift from my daughter from another mother. We have new kittens, Grace and Hope. So we know kitten fur technology, and you are 100% right. They are amazing. My feet may never come out of them. This just confirms that we must have the sheets. Keep doing what you do, Jody and Jason." And she said, "P.S. We've got your hottie governor, and he is the best."
Yeah. Oh, it is. Rare.
So anyway, MyPillow.com, 1-800-875-0513 to get your towels, your sheets, your slippers, your pillows, whatever. You're going to love whatever you get from there. We promise. Okay, so I know everybody's just raring to go about this whole Pelosi-Kevin McCarthy fight. So if you haven't heard what's going on with that, essentially Pelosi, you know, it's been decided several weeks ago that there's going to be this commission put together, this bipartisan commission to figure out what happened on January 6th, to, you know, investigate that to death. Right. So historically, whenever there is a bipartisan committee made up of Congress people, the minority leader and the majority leader choose their people, right? Like they choose, here's who I want on the committee from the Republican side, here's who I want from the Democrat side. And there's never an argument about that. Everyone has always, since the beginning of time, respected each other's decisions about that because that's just what you do. And so without precedent whatsoever, Pelosi decided that of the five people that Kevin McCarthy chose to be part of this committee, including Jim Jordan and Jim Banks, she was saying no to those two. She was like, I'm okay with the other three, but I don't want Jim Jordan and I don't want Jim Banks on this committee. This has never been done. Like, this is not something that happens with any regularity. This is super unprecedented. And so Kevin McCarthy flew into a rage, and rightly so. And he was like, then I'm pulling all of them. And we're not going to participate in your sham ass committee because it's right. All bullshit. And
it is a sham ass committee. And that's exactly and that's exactly what she's doing here. She's unbelievable. She is so on a power trip right now. Like, she's been on a power trip for a really long time at this point, but she is so power hungry and power driven. It's obvious at this point, if you can't see that your head's so far up your butt as a Democrat, that's exactly what this is. It's a power trip. That's what it is. She's like, I feel like I can do this. I'm going to try to do it. She's going to try to like do this boundary thing. That's what this is.
I know.
God, this woman insane. Out of control. This is why we need term limits, because people like people like her who have been in this position for how long, and she's been doing this for how long. She's never had a real job. This woman is a disgrace. I can't. God, Nancy Pelosi. Nancy. With the tearing. Remember with the tearing?
Oh,
remember?
God. Why'd you have to bring that up?
Because,
I had to kind of put that memory out of my head.
You did. Every time I think about her, that's what I think of. I think of that vision of her tearing that face.
That all face. Thinking
she's like defiant and doing something wonderful when she's just spitting in the faces of the American people who put her in that position of, you know, she's just a disgrace to the institution.
By the way, Liz Cheney came out and said, yeah, I think Nancy Pelosi's right. I think she did the right thing. And Kevin McCarthy shouldn't be leader. I mean, I cannot believe that people supporting her.
Right. Liz Cheney? Oh my gosh. I know. I saw that
she's
yesterday.
She's just changed.
Who are you? Yeah.
I know.
Like, it's crazy. A Democrat already. Go ahead and just switch sides. What is your deal? You're about as conservative and Republican as Anna Navarro at this point.
Yes. That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Over her. Yeah. Like, God, it's.
So it sounds like McCarthy's saying, we're just going to do our own investigation, because the committee with Democrats, they are not going to ask the questions that we would have asked. We would have been asking things like, why was the Capitol so unprepared? What was Pelosi's role in holding back police? We would have asked these questions. Now they're not going to get asked by this committee. So we'll just do it ourselves and we'll figure it out on our own.
You know, a bigger question here is, why is she so scared of those two guys? What is it about those two guys that she doesn't want on that investigative panel or committee or whatever? What is it about them? Why doesn't she like them? Is it because she knows they're going to ask really hard questions that she doesn't want asked? Is that what it is? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, everybody, that's the thing. It's like, if she's like putting forth this power and going on this power trip, but at the end of the day, there's a reason for it. You know, she's scared. Mm-hmm. It's like, she's scared of something. She's scared of those two men.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. She's scared. It's just utter nonsense. And you could see Kevin McCarthy's rage. I mean, he was mad. And
well, rightly so. Rightly so. Yeah.
Rightly so.
It's just
is right.
Absolutely unacceptable. And there was somebody saying that they want to control the narrative. It's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. She wants to control how things are. She's losing control. She feels like she's losing control. So she's like, oh my God, I can't have this because I can't have these two men on this committee. So I'm going to go ahead and try to, you know, put forth my control. No, it's mm-hmm. unbelievable. No, just, you don't get to control the narrative here. It's an investigation. That's what this is. Unbelievable.
Yeah,
it's just unbelievable to me.
It is.
That's not what this country is about. It's like, we're supposed to have the equal sides and the true investigation. And I can't believe she can't see that.
Can't you, though?
Yeah. Okay. You're right.
I mean, really, none of it's a surprise. It's just that she's so brazen about it anymore. I mean, that's how it is now.
Yeah, perhaps that's why. That's my surprise, is that the Democrats are just in her, you know, they're just so outward about it. It's like, we want to control the narrative. We want to be in control of everything. We want to control your lives. We want to control the narrative, your lives, everything. We want to control this country. And then we want to run it into the ground. That's what we want to do.
Only reason that we can get up this early and look remotely halfway decent is because of Genucel.
Right.
That's the only reason, you guys.
Right,
and they have amazing fluff butter technology.
It is.
I think we've mentioned it. The fluff butter. There's also plant cell stem cell technology in there.
Plants,
blah, blah, blah.
Plant cell.
It's
whatever.
Fluff butter.
It is all about the fluff.
And that is specifically in their XV cream, which you should absolutely try, their Genucel XV wrinkle treatment. But right now, I do not know how long this special that they're running is going to last. So now is the time that you want to jump on it. Because if you go to lovegenucel.com/chicks, lovegenucel.com/chicks, it's going to show you the different packages that they have. And if you buy any package, doesn't matter which one, 50% off if you use that specific website. That is amazing.
Yeah.
If you stock up.
If you've been hesitating and you just want to try them, do it now. It's like such a great deal to get 50% off. And y'all, I'm being serious. Like, I've noticed a huge difference. And I also use like they have like a jawline thing. I have like the saggy sags because I'm getting older. It's just, and I don't put any of that crap in my face. You know what I mean? I don't do any of the stuff, you know, right. I don't do that stuff. So yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm probably gonna like look like a leather bag at some point. But anyway, this stuff has helped like tremendously. So I'm just putting it out there. You know, it's good stuff. It really is.
Yeah,
it's like liquid gold.
My favorite is the spa package because that has like this really good cleanser, the toner that I like. But all of their products are amazing. No matter which package you choose, you're gonna walk away with like a basket full of awesome and fluff better technology. So lovegenucel.com/chicks. That's where you want to go. Check out the packages. Choose one. You're going to thank us. We promise. And just going back to that town hall for a second, one of the other things that Biden said that's raising some eyebrows is that he believes, now he's not saying I am mandating, but he believes that because of this whole Delta variant exploding, that we're going to have all kids under the age of 12 masked up for school this fall because there's not a vaccine available to younger than 12 right now. So he thinks that that's where we're headed. Now, how that's going to happen, I don't know, because there's not going to be, as far as I know, there's not going to be a federal mandate. And of course, states can choose how they're going to do that. Like Texas, for example, they say you're not allowed to have a mandate on masks for kids. So I don't know what's going to happen. I was like really relieved. I don't think this is going to last, but I was relieved to hear from my kids' school yesterday that their plan is that they encourage masks for kids who have not gotten vaccinated, but they are not requiring them. And that is exactly how it should be. And so I was glad. I was surprised, but also very glad. That could totally change by the end of the week. Who knows? But at least for now, that's what they're saying. And so for Biden to say that last night, it was like jarring, right? For him to start saying, get ready for more, you know, restrictions again. No.
Yeah. I live in Texas. So I don't really see Abbott being on board with the whole like mask thing. Cause I mean, we've already like people, there's nobody around where I live. I threw all my masks away. They're all gone. And the whole notion of me going and buying a bunch more masks now is like, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to do. And then my kid wearing a mask in school. No.
Yeah.
Like there's going to be some chaos if you start mandating that kids wear masks in schools.
Well, that's the thing. That's the question, because if Biden is saying it, it kind of suggests that there could be a federal mandate, which means Governor Abbott wouldn't have any say. You know what I mean? Like,
that's really scary. I just really, if he does that federally, there's going to, there's, there are going to be issues in this country. We're going to see, I need to watch my words carefully here. We're going to see,
We're going to see a reaction. Yeah.
Thank you, Ma. We're going to see a reaction to the action. And it's not going to be a pretty one.
I don't think it will. I think people are just so fed up. The other day, remember how I hurt my knee? So when I went to the ortho, I no longer carry masks with me either, because everybody's open, right? Everything's been open. And apparently doctor's offices here in India, at least, still require them. So when I went in, right, I was like, I saw the signs on the door and I was like, oh crap. And so I had to borrow one, or they had to give me one of those disposable ones when I walked in. So you're right. I mean, people are done. I mean, most normal people have thrown their masks away because they know they don't actually do much of anything to prevent the spread. They just don't. Right. So I don't know why. Haven't we learned that? Like, look at California, for example. If you look at the graphs of when they implement a mask mandate compared to the case numbers rising and falling, there's no correlation. Masks do not help with stopping cases. And so I don't know why. I don't even know why this is still a thing.
Your data and your numbers and your it makes those people feel better. It's all about the feels, Mark. Everything is policy now is based on feels. You know, politics is based on feels. It's not about data. It's not about actual reality. It's about feels. So it makes them feel good. And then they can virtue signal and be like, I'm so much better than you. I'm better than you because I'm wearing this face diaper. I'm doing that. So I'm better. And I care more about people than you do. You're a terrible person, Mock. You're terrible.
Well, Eric Clapton is also being called a terrible person because he released a statement saying that he reserves the right to refuse to play at any venues that only allow vaccinated people in them. So, you know, half of the people are like, you go, Eric Clapton, that's awesome. And then the other half are like, you're an asshole.
I love Eric Clapton. I saw him in, like, I think it was 92 or 93 at Thompson Bowling Arena in Knoxville. It's like one of the best concerts I've ever been to. He's freaking awesome. I love him. I love him. And I love him for this, because it's kind of like, you know, this whole mentality of groupthink is very non-rocker. It's to me, you know, and I feel like so many of these rockers are just, they're falling into the groupthink, and they're not, to me, that's not what a rocker does. Like, that's, and Eric Clapton's like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to think how I want to think and be an individual, because that is what, like, at least the old rockers do. So it's very different. It's like such a strange dichotomy between him and like the Foo Fighters, right?
Yeah.
Who, I got to tell you, I love the Foo Fighters. I mean, I love their music. I was a huge fan for a really long time until they're like one of their people told us to stop using their music on our show.
Right.
Because we're conservative women, because they're a bunch of commies too. So, you know, but I do love their music. And so, and I hate that I love their music, but I do. But the thing is that they have fallen into this whole groupthink. Like, it's really strange. There's not a lot of like, it shouldn't be, it's not a political thing, but it's like, at least it's a thing of thinking for yourself, you know? Mm-hmm. And right now there's just this notion of, no, you have to think this way or you're a bad person. Is just, it goes against what the rockers of yore used to do. You know what I mean?
Well, and the Foos are currently in the middle of a vaccinated only tour, which they had to cancel because one of them is sick with COVID. And I don't know if it's one of the band members or one of their crew. They're not saying, but I suspect that all of them are vaccinated. Right. So again, to Joe Biden's point, trying to say that if you get the vaccine, you're not going to get COVID, I present to you the Foos, who have just canceled their vaccinated only concert.
Right. And they actually, and they did that whole Vax Live thing with like J-Lo and all these other people who were all like, you know, the groupthink people. They did that several months ago, and they did that with them. And they were like, everybody get vaccinated. I don't know. They probably sang a song about it. Get vaccinated. They did all the, you know, the whatever. And now this happens. So what is the media going to talk to us about that? Because again, with the misinformation, people don't trust the government. And they don't trust these people because of crap like this. This is why. because you don't get a straight answer, because people are because Joe Biden is telling you if you get vaccinated, you're not going to get COVID. Really? Because that guy on Foo Fighters got it, and those Texas Democrats got it, and that other guy got it. So I don't believe you, you know, because you're lying. You're lying because you don't know what you're talking about.
This and you suck at messaging so hard.
All right, you guys, bring it in. You guys have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
The Supreme Court gets it right on some very big cases, and New York City takes 2 weeks to figure out who won a primary. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. Each weekday, we'll bring you the good, bad, and crazy news for conservatives, and plenty of laughs, too. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.